Welcome to a special edition of Good Company. With this podcast, we had the incredible opportunity to hang out with Ryan Swanson and Tyler Thompson. If you're wondering, who are these two men? They are co-writers for The Chosen, been there since day one. And as we head into a season four, which is going to be, in the words of what we hear often on TV, the most dramatic season yet, they give us a little sneak peek as to what to expect and what went on behind the scenes with regards to the creative process that they went through with the main creator, Dallas. So we've got February 1st in theaters, episode 1, 2, and 3, then 4, 5, and 6 come out later on in February, and March 10th is 7, 8, 9, and that would also be the season finale, all in theaters. A first of its kind, a first ever for these shows to be seen in its entirety in theaters. You can go to thechosenriseup.com for all of the details and what theaters to go to and their release schedule. But now let's dive into our conversation with Ryan and Tyler, co-writers of The Chosen. It's Holly Taylor, and yes, they have arrived. I am so excited. It's not often that I get to have guests hanging out with me live in studio. I mean, producer Mike, he's okay, but we're going to put him to work today as we have Ryan Swanson and Tyler Thompson, who are co-writers of The Chosen, and you guys are here. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Holly.
Thank you. We're excited to be in Canada.
Well, how has the transition climate been? Are you guys okay? You're comfortable?
Oh, yeah. It's a nice day out.
We can totally manage.
We're from Upper Midwest, originally.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are
Minnesota,
good.
Illinois.
Yeah, we
yes,
got this.
Minnesota.
We got
this. I love it. We were going to do some kind of fun social media where we gave you Canadian foods, but then we thought, what if there's allergies? But then
we probably would have survived, but.
But then we have an EpiPen, and you could experience the full treatment of free healthcare.
Well,
so.
I didn't know you have an EpiPen.
It's good to know.
Oh, goodness. Well, again, so excited that you guys are here, because in Canada, we don't always get to meet the faces behind the stories and a part of that process. So, again, thank you so much, and thank you to the Chosen team for bringing you guys here so we can dig a little deep. So are you ready for some hard-hitting journalism?
Always.
Yeah, and all of the people who listen, like, hard-hitting Holly, that's not your MO. But I do want to ask, and you both can jump in at any point. Maybe we'll start with Tyler. Mm-hmm. What made you say yes to be a part of The Chosen?
Well, I've known Dallas for many, many years. We met probably, I don't know, 14 years ago. And so he and I had been doing projects similar to this for a while. So we had done a little project called The Shepherd. Kind of became the springboard for what The Chosen would become. So when he said, hey, let's turn this into an official television series, it was an easy yes, because I like working with him. I like writing. I like the Bible. Yeah. I like these characters. So it wasn't too steep of an ask.
Okay. So it was pretty much just, of course.
Yeah. Well, it was of course. And like, are you crazy? Kind of, yeah. Well, in the sense of like, of course I'll do it, but I don't think anyone probably will see this. I hope they do, but it seems kind of like a long shot. So here we are. I couldn't be more surprised.
Yeah, and, no
and
kidding.
Delighted.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ryan, for you.
Oh, easy yes.
Yeah.
Easy yes. I was working with Dallas. I've been in Hollywood for a dozen years before I met Dallas. And he told me about the idea for The Shepherd. And it was this revolutionary lens on the stories that, you know, they mean too much to fictionalize in any way, or even to kind of co-opt for our own dramatic purposes. You just have to tell them as truthfully and authentically as possible. But through the lens that Tyler and Dallas came up with, that we would look at those stories as they impacted the people who may have been there or may have encountered Jesus along this journey. You could get into an emotional story through them.
Yeah.
And we could relate to those characters, and we could find ourselves in their dilemmas. And so it was just such a smart idea, and I was thrilled to come along.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to keep you here for the duration of Good Company, so we've got more questions to dive into. So, guys, thank you for saying yes to being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Good Company, and yes, we have good company today, as we have two co-writers from The Chosen, and we're going to be focusing in on season four today. We have joining us Tyler Thompson and Ryan Swanson, and I keep like thinking I'm going to screw up your guys' names. They rhyme.
Swanson Thompson, baby.
Yeah, right? The dynamic duo. But this question's for you, Ryan, as I'm curious to know, what is the hoped results that you want people to experience when they go to see season four, specifically episode one and two, because those ones are in theater?
It's a great question, Holly. You know, when Tyler Dallas and I sit down to write, we never imagine, we're never so full of ourselves as to imagine what's going to happen on the other side of the screen, you know? So we're just always trying to stay in the stories, make them as authentically portrayable as possible by our crew that is, you know, on any given day up to 150 people, and to keep everybody on the same purpose. When I've seen the finished product, what I hope is that people who've been with us through seasons one through three, who are new to this story, who have read it, who haven't read it, anybody can see themselves in the characters and in the dilemmas they face. And so I think that that's always my hope for this story, is to make it more relatable to people.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, so many more questions, especially coming out of that answer. But first, Trip Lee featuring Halvey, Stand By here on Joy Radio. I'm Holly Taylor. This is Good Company, and I thank God that I get to be here hanging out with Ryan and Tyler. They're two co-writers of The Chosen and season four, episode one and two, today in theaters. And it's so exciting because actually, rumor has it, there'll be some other episodes released to the theater. So we'll get to that. But first, I know you guys love The Chosen. And so, Tyler, my question for you is, it was crowdfunded. Why do you think The Chosen has resonated so well with so many different kinds of people in different places and phases and stages of life?
Yeah, it's a great question, Holly. I think people activated quickly because Jesus is a part of their daily life already, but it kind of in an invisible way. Mm. And so the show takes something that may be normally put on a stained glass window or up, you know, lofty in some unreachable place, and really focuses on the humanity of Jesus, the relatability, yeah, the humor, the compassion, the tenderness, and really puts skin on it in a way that people can see and hear that they're maybe not used to. And so I think people just got excited about, like, oh, not necessarily like, oh, he's just like me, but oh, I can relate to that, or that's who I picture in my mind, or whatever. So I think it's the that humanity that we've brought to the center, along with the divinity, but really like foregrounding the human aspects of Christ.
Yeah, amazing, because often we just read about him, mm-hmm, but when you get to see him and see him breathing and eating and just doing regular things, it just brings it to life in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah, brushing his teeth.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. That was Tyler Thompson, one of the co-writers of The Chosen. We're going to get to more of these questions, but first, Courtney Ramirez with Perfectly Loved on Joy Radio. I'm Holly Taylor. This is Good Company. And joining us as part of our Good Company today, we have Ryan Swanson, and we also have Tyler Thompson, who are co-writers of The Chosen. But you guys have been a part of this from day one, so I'm sure there's a lot of storylines that you've been able to write and bring to life, and maybe they took a different direction and surprised you. So let's start with you, Ryan. A storyline that, as you brought it to life, surprised you.
Okay, well, I hope this isn't a spoiler for anybody, but the story of Simon Peter in season three surprised me. Because what we knew is that we were working toward an event at the end of the season that we wanted to motivate. It's a spectacular moment. There's a, sorry if you haven't seen it, there's a walking on water. But, you know, when you hear the walking on water, it's just about the spectacle, the miracle.
Mm. Yeah.
The Jesus, again, from on high, doing things that are impossible for us. But we wanted to know why. I mean, that's really the gist of prestige television, is we're trying to get into the characters' lives and to motivate each of these actions. So to take something so huge and to imagine how Peter could have gotten there to where he was the first one out of the boat, that storyline took us in place in directions that turned up very personal for us. you know? And I think that that was surprising because we were experiencing some of those same things that Peter is experiencing as we were writing it. And so it was a tough season. Mm-hmm. But Peter, and Peter was our outlet to write about those moments we were having ourselves.
Hmm. Absolutely.
Amazing. Tyler?
Yeah, I think we knew we would eventually get to the story of Lazarus, and it's no true spoiler to say we get there in season four. It's in the trailer. It's also in the Bible. You could just read
yes.
that. but, you know, growing up, it's like a story everyone knows, and maybe if you grew up in Sunday school or something, you might be familiar with, like, the felt board or, like,
yes.
he's kind of colored in.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, very different from The Chosen.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe when you're a kid, you hear that story, and it just seems, like, so nice. Like, oh, and he came out of the tomb. And,
yeah.
and as we were bringing it to life in the script and filming it, it started to become this thing that's like, it's not purely just a triumphant story. There's actually a lot of like pain and suffering that led up to it. And if you really read the story, his sisters were grieving and they were upset at Jesus for not coming sooner to take care of this. And we find out in the Bible that Jesus had a purpose for waiting and he wanted to grow the faith of the disciples. But like, as anyone, I'm sure you have experienced yourself, sometimes the process of growing your faith is painful and you have to go through something hard. And so walking with our characters through what it's like to lose this person that they loved and to know that Jesus, quote unquote, could have done something, watching them grapple with that became challenging, but like in an emotionally invested and exciting way. And I can't wait for audiences to see how it actually feels, because it's nothing like when like the Sunday school version. It's far more harrowing and kind of wild.
Yeah, I always wondered what it would have been like to be there, but because I'm a very tactile person, like 3 days someone's been dead, it could not have smelled good.
No. We go there.
We address that.
Okay. And this is coming up in season four, so get ready, get your tickets. It's mm-hmm. going to be an incredible journey as each episode unfolds. We've got more questions, so stick around here on Good Company. I'm so excited. We haven't scared them away quite yet. We have Tyler Thompson here. We have Ryan Swanson as well. And we were talking about The Chosen season four. And we actually just heard from Need to Breathe, featuring Lauren Daigle, the song Hard Love. And that was a part of the soundtrack for The Shack. So, Tyler, I'm curious to know, how has music played a role in bringing to life the words you've written for The Chosen?
I love music as well. And I'm really proud of our composers, Dan Hasselting and Matt Nelson, who contribute music to the show. They take what we have done on the page and what has been filmed, and they think about the emotions and how to support it. What's really cool is that sometimes they do use contemporary instruments, but they've also sourced some instruments from Greece, people who reconstruct ancient lyres and harps and flutes and things. And so they use very kind of ancient techniques too in their scoring, so it's a little bit more authentic, but peppered in with sometimes contemporary influences. One thing that's interesting is a lot of the disciples in our cast also in their normal lives are just musicians, either, you know, professionally or just kind of for fun. So in season four, one really exciting thing we got to do is put instruments in their hands during a festival scene and let them play and sing. So you can look forward to that in season four, seeing some of the cast do their own music.
Very cool. Do you guys make cameos dancing in the background in the party scenes?
We have yet to make a cameo.
Yeah.
No?
Hasn't or happened.
Just, yeah.
Okay. No. Maybe season five.
We got faces for radio.
Totally.
I feel that. All right. We'll be back with more talking The Chosen today, season four. John Neufeld, we are free right here on Good Company. We are free. We're free because of what Jesus did for us so many years ago, but it is being brought to life in an incredible way thanks to The Chosen. Season four is the one that we are just on the eve of, and we have joining us today two incredible co-writers. We have Tyler Thompson, Ryan Swanson. Guys, thank you so much for being here today and just sharing with us a little bit about The Chosen and your experience.
Thanks
and for an honor.
So I think I have a hard question for you. We're going to get personal. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Give it up.
Season four, it's like the week before the Holy Week. You get to walk with Jesus during this season of his life. What was your big takeaway? What did you learn about Jesus? Ryan, let's start with you.
Well, in you know, the wonderful thing about Tyler and I, our jobs, is that we get to go into the Word every day for the last 6 years and just, you know, not only read those stories, but to try to imagine ourselves at ground level. And the thing with this season that came up for us was to realize how hard, how hard it must have been for fully human, fully divine Jesus to realize where he was going and to look at this group of people who he'd assembled very carefully, very, very intentionally, and to try to prepare them for what was to come. And that sacrifice that he makes for us every day is very much alive. And so that our portrayal of that was a reminder of that every day, that, you know, Jesus does hard things. Sometimes we have to do hard things.
Absolutely.
That's so good. That should be a t-shirt. Jesus does hard things.
And so should we.
So you get to.
Tyler?
Yeah, I think as we were writing the season and filming it and working on it, one thing that really jumped out to me in this lead up to Holy Week is how often people around Jesus, particularly his followers and some of his adversaries, seem to fully misunderstand what he's saying and fully mishear or like project their own ideas of what they wanted to hear or what they believed or what they wanted him to say or not say. And so throughout the season, you know, the disciples think they know what he wants and what they should do, and they kind of get that wrong. And his enemies think that he's saying one thing, he's saying something totally different. And so I think one thing it taught me is that it's very easy for us to project onto Jesus our own ideas or preconceived notions, and that he, given the way he behaves in this season, doesn't want that. Like, I think people should take Jesus at his word and not assume that we know what he thinks about a certain group of people or a certain group of ideas or traditions or whatever, because it's very, his frustration becomes very evident in this season that people are just not really paying close attention or just kind of bringing their own agendas to it. So I feel like I learned a lot about kind of the stripped down, just like, well, what did he say? And even the characters said, well, what did he actually say?
Yeah.
So that's what it's been for me.
Amazing. Well, I'm so excited for everyone to experience it. We got to take some Joy Radio listeners to the pre-screening on Wednesday, and now everyone can go see it. So please share, how can people go see season 4, episode 1 and 2?
In a theater near you.
Please go. Yeah, it's so fun to see it with people and fans and to laugh together and cry together and breathe together and just celebrate. It's way more fun than sitting at home alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really fun to remember we wrote jokes.
Yeah, when people laugh, I'm like, okay, it is funny, thank goodness.
Amazing. Ryan Swanson, Tyler Thompson, thank you guys so much for being a part of Good Company today. It's an absolute blessing and honor to have you guys here.
Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.